Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Michael Formica, the Assistant Vice President and General Counsel with the National Pork Producers Council. Thanks for joining us, Michael.
Thank you for having me, sir.
As part of World Pork Expo, you discussed the implications of California's Proposition 12. First of all, a little bit of background. What is Proposition 12, and what concerns does that create for the U.S. pork sector?
Well, it's a ballot initiative that passed in California in 2018. It limits the sale of pork in the state unless it was produced according to very highly prescriptive requirements, especially focused on the housing of sows and your treatment and and care for the sow in post pregnancy, before during the breeding process.
The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to review the legislation and the appeal that had been won by the proponents of Proposition 12. Under what premise are opponents challenging that legislation, and when is the U.S. Supreme Court expected to rule?
Well, the briefing is going to happen over the course of the summer. We will have an argument before, so a hearing before the court, likely in October, maybe early November. We believe we'll likely get a decision in January of, just after the new year, maybe as late as February. The court doesn't operate under any set calendar, but that seems to to be sort of the timeline we're looking at. Our arguments with it really focus on what's called the extraterritoriality principle. So California has almost no pork production in it, and this law was designed to apply to farms located far outside of California. And so whether it's in Iowa or or even internationally, so across the border into Canada, there are a lot of sows that are raised. Those sows produce piglets, which enter into the marketplace as pork and are sold everywhere. California doesn't tell you how to raise the finished animals. They tell you how to raise and care for your sows. And so since they don't have any pork production in the state, the only impact is outside of the state. We think it is very susceptible to this argument. And the courts agreed to hear it, so that's a great sign.
You touched on international implications. What are the implications for other countries, most notably Canada, and what may passage of this legislation result in internationally in that regard?
Well, so it applies anywhere that pigs are raised. The practical effect would be, because California is such a huge market, it's 15, they have 40 million people live there. It's 15%, we believe about 15% of the U.S. pork market. If you sell pork, if you sell pigs, anywhere where there's a likelihood that pork is going to end up in California, and so clearly for Canadian pork producers, it's going to be an issue there. Both pork is coming down, but also a lot of piglets are coming down from Canada and being finished in the U.S. Will end up in the market, in the stream of commerce, and that pork will be in California. They will have to comply with Prop 12. Those farms will need to be registered with California. They will be subjected to inspectors from the state of California. And so it's bad enough in Iowa, where we are right now, but if you're in Canada, that's a breach of Canada's sovereignty. Like, Canada gets to tell Canadians what they're going to do. And if you're in Manitoba, Manitoba gets to tell Manitobans, or Saskatchewan gets to tell Saskatchewanians what to do. Not California. This is a different country. It's ridiculous. But yet that's what's going to happen. And so the Canadian pork industry is very concerned about this. Likewise, the Mexican pork industry is very concerned about it. And of course, American pork producers are concerned as well. And we're seeing concern everywhere. There is the pork is a commodity. The marketplace is a global marketplace. pork comes in, goes out of the U.S. from all over, and so everybody around the world is going to be impacted by this.
What level of support are you seeing from pork producers in Canada, Mexico, other countries, and how important is that?
Well, first of all, we're seeing an incredible amount of support, and we're very, very appreciative of the support that the Canadian pork industry and the Mexican pork industry have shown in this. I think they understand both the marketplace dynamics for their own business and how it will impact them, but they also understand long-term that these ballot initiatives, the efforts by these animal rights extremists, they're not going to stop. And so at some point, if you're a human and you eat food, and that's pretty much all of us, you've got to stand up and say enough is enough. Where do we draw the line? And we think we've got the right case here. That we're going to be able to be successful and draw a line and say, you know what, this is about the limit of what is acceptable.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Appreciate the time, and we're optimistic and feeling hopeful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Michael Formica, the Assistant Vice President and General Counsel with the National Pork Producers Council. For Farmscape Online at World Pork Expo 2022, I'm Bruce Cochran.